Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, cut into that tender, rich red meat. Taste its wonderful freshness. Then you'll say, too, the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef is delicious. You see, friends, Kroger Tender Ray Beef is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Now, you know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. It's luscious red, rich in savory juices, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef value in town. Get the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When darkness blanketed the vast wastes of the mid-Atlantic, from which the giant clipper ship Seagull radioed that it was down in the sea, the search had to be abandoned. And during the long hours of darkness, hope for even eventual rescue faded. For there was a report that a violent storm was in the vicinity of the ill-fated plane. It's morning now, however, and Penny Gibbs, who has stayed up most of the night, walks wearily into her foster father's room and says...
Good morning, Jed. I hope you got some sleep.
I did. Early last night until early this morning. You didn't, though, did you, Penny?
I slept a little, very little, though. It was getting light when I finally closed my eyes.
Sit down, child, sit down.
Oh, I think I'll have to. I didn't really want to sleep at all, but I couldn't help it. My eyes were so heavy.
Yeah. And so was your heart.
It still is. Oh, Jed, I'm afraid to ask. I heard your radio on when I was getting dressed. If the news is worse than ever, don't tell me. At least, not just yet.
Well, I've had the radio on since the Wayne City station started broadcasting, and that was at 6 o'clock this morning.
Is there any further news?
No, Penny. No, no further news. The search planes have set out again, and an ocean liner is expected to reach the spot where the plane went down at any minute now.
That's what you heard at 6, hmm?
At 6. They said the liner was nearing the spot and would be there in about 3 hours. I'd say it was there right about now.
Oh, Jed, I wonder if they'll find the plane.
If it's there, they'll find it. There was one piece of bad news, though.
What was it?
A heavy wind started blowing last night out over the ocean. There are probably heavy waves at the spot where Johnny's plane went down.
Oh, Jed, if only it weren't Johnny's plane. You read the passenger list, didn't you?
Yes, in the evening paper and again in the paper that came this morning. We know now that Johnny is on that plane. I was hoping that last night's passenger list was wrong.
So was I.
And it was, partially. There were changes in the list this morning's paper, but Johnny's name was still on it.
It's getting worse and worse every minute, isn't it?
It isn't getting better, child. But there's no reason to say it's getting
Look,
worse.
Look, Jed, the plane's been down in the water all these hours now, and the storm certainly isn't helping things.
True, but until the search planes and surface vessels give up looking for the missing airliner, there's no reason for us to give up hope.
I don't intend giving up hope, what little there is.
There's no reason to say there's only a little hope, child. Even if Johnny's plane has drifted miles away from the spot where it went down, those search planes are fast, having long range, and they'll search miles and miles of ocean before they turn back. I think there's a great deal of hope that the plane will be found.
Yes, but suppose it is found, then what? Will the people on it be alive?
If the ship landed in the water in such a way that its radio continued working for a while after the landing, there's no reason to believe that anyone on board was killed or injured.
But the first report said that all on board were feared lost.
Well, that's because there were suddenly no more radio messages from the plane. But I agree with what young Dr. Evans said yesterday.
That there was mechanical trouble? That that's why the radio stopped?
Yes, and not because the plane was going underwater. The last radio message didn't say that the ship was sinking, did it?
No, according to the newspapers, the radio just kept giving the plane's position over and over again.
Well, that's just about what proves the plane didn't sink. At least not while the radio was working. I'm rather inclined to think it's still afloat, too. Those planes are big, Penny. Bigger than many of the surface vessels that plied the Atlantic in the early days of transoceanic shipping.
But jet airplanes aren't built to land in stormy waters.
Well, I imagine this one is. It's a seaplane, isn't it?
Yes, thank goodness for that.
Well, land planes have been known to make ocean landings and stay afloat for a surprising number of hours. Seaplanes, you can be sure, can probably stay afloat for days if the initial landing is good. And I have an idea this landing was exceedingly good.
Oh, Jed, let's face the truth. Let's admit it. Neither one of us have any idea what we're talking about. We don't know if the plane really landed safely or is still afloat or anything. We're just trying to make ourselves feel better.
That's true, child. We are.
Well, we have no right even to think the things we're thinking until we know more.
That's true, too. But we're going to sit here thinking about them just the same. And it's a whole lot better for us to talk them over than just to think and brood over them.
I suppose so. I don't think we should be too optimistic till we know more, though.
Or too pessimistic, either.
No, I prefer thinking the worst. Then I'll be prepared for the worst. And if things are better than I expect, I'll be relieved. Oh, what's the next newscast on the Wind City station?
Oh, come in another few minutes.
I'm almost afraid to listen to it. The searching plane should have found Johnny's plane by now, if anything is there to be found.
It'll be there. I'm sure of it. Yes, and that ocean liner should have reached the spot a few minutes ago, too. We should hear a great deal more about Johnny's plane during the next news broadcast. Oh, look who's coming up the front walk.
Hmm? Who?
That young Hazel Peters. What a pretty child.
Yeah, isn't she? I know what she wants to talk about, too, the community center.
And you're in not much of a mood to talk about the center today, are you?
No, not a bit. Excuse me, will you?
Of course. And try to talk to Hazel about the center, Penny. It'll do you good to get your mind off Johnny for a few minutes.
All right, darling, I'll try.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Hazel. How are you?
Awfully upset. And I know you must be, too.
You know about the plane that Johnny's on, do you?
Oh, jeepers, yes. Wendy told me about it last night. And this morning, everyone in town is talking about it. Oh, but don't worry, Penny. Johnny will be all right.
I hope so, Hazel. Why aren't you in school this morning?
Oh, we're having some special exams today. And I'm exempt because I got all A's for the last 3-week period.
I didn't know you were that good a student.
Oh, I'm not good. I'm just lucky. And I work twice as hard as anybody else, I guess. I not only do my own studies, but Wendy's too.
But don't you think Wendy'd be better off if he did his own?
Oh, jeepers, I don't do his work for him, Penny. I just go over his lessons with him till he knows enough to do his own work.
Oh, I see. Well, it's no wonder you're so good in your work. You're a teacher as well as a student.
Yes, I guess I am in a way. And, you know, I've been thinking lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to be a teacher. But then I guess not all my students would be as rapturous as Wendy, would they?
No, I doubt it. But I'm glad to hear that you think Wendy is rapturous again.
Oh, he is, Penny. And I always thought he was, even during those awful days when he was making me suffer.
Oh, we're going to forget those awful days, though, aren't we?
Oh, jeepers, yes. And we'll go on with our lives as if those dark days never existed. Oh, but these hours must be awfully dark for you, Penny. Would you like to confide your inner suffering to another woman?
No, thank you, Hazel. It's sweet of you to offer, but
oh, I know the heartbreak and the agony of waiting and not knowing and imagining just awful things. It's always the woman who has to sit at home and suffer anxious waiting, isn't it?
Most of the time.
Oh, my heart goes out to you, Penny. And the gang sends its sympathies, too. Oh, but we all just know everything will be all right again. They'll find the plane and Johnny Keith will be all right. We just know it in our hearts.
Thank you, Hazel. You tell your friends I appreciate their thoughts and sympathy and that I hope that Johnny's safe, too.
I'll tell them. But, Penny, if he isn't, we've wondered about the center. It's supposed to open this week, but you can't go through with it if anything's happened, can you?
I'll have to, Hazel.
But we're willing to... Well, it can be called.
No. Look, the center is going to open this Friday no matter what happens.
Well, that's what I came to talk to you about. I knew that you'd want to go ahead with it. But I was talking to Miss Winters at the Women's Club, and she said we could postpone.
Not on my account. Thanks, no matter what happens, Johnny. Even if we don't know anything, even if we know the worst. I suppose we'll go over the schedule of the ceremonies, won't we?
Yes. Miss Winter said I ought to talk over everything with you since, I'm supposed to be in charge of the kids' part of the program. But if you'd rather talk about it later...
I would, Hazel, if you don't mind.
No, of course I don't. And you just phone me when you feel like seeing me.
I'll phone you tomorrow, Hazel, and we'll talk over all the details.
All right. Oh, jeepers, Penny, it makes me want to cry just to look at you.
Darling, don't cry. There's no reason for tears. Not yet. Come on, I'll go to the door with you.
No, you don't have to.
I will, though. I'm glad you called. You made me feel a lot better.
I hope I have. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Hazel. Tell your friends I appreciate the message you brought from them. And say hello to Wendy for me, will you?
Yes, I will. Goodbye.
Bye.
Penny?
Yes, Jed.
Has your young friend gone?
Yes, she just left.
Oh, well, then, come in here and sit down. I have more news for you about Johnny's plane.
Jed, what is it? Have they found the plane?
Oh, no, don't get excited. Yeah. Sit down and let me tell you what it said on the newscast.
Jed, you listened to the radio and didn't call me.
Well, I saw no reason why you should. I thought it was good for you to get it off your mind a moment.
Darling, all Hazel and I talked about was Johnny and the accident. Tell me, have they found the plane?
Yes, child. A search plane spotted it a half hour ago and received a signal from the clipper that showed there was still life on board.
Oh, thank goodness. When will someone reach Johnny's plane?
Well, that's already been done. A few minutes later, an ocean liner came close enough to Johnny's plane to send and to receive flash messages. You know, that system they have at sea where they use a searchlight and turn it on and off?
Yes, I know. What did the message say?
That there were casualties aboard the plane, Penny.
You mean people were killed?
There were 59 passengers and a crew of 8 aboard the Clipper, Penny. Casualties amounted to 4 injured seriously, 6 dead.
Who, Jed? Who were the ones? Was Johnny among them?
Once again, we have to wait, child. No names of the dead and injured were given out, and no rescue party has yet been able to reach the plane.
Why not?
Well, the seas are too heavy. But a rescue party has to reach the ship before too many hours pass, because the plane is in a sinking condition. Even now, all on board may be lost.
Jed, that can't happen. That mustn't happen with rescue so close to
it. It can, and it may. But we can hope and pray it doesn't.
Oh, darling, I prayed all night. If ever a prayer were answered, let this one be answered now.
So the ill-fated plane has been found, but there are casualties on board. Is Johnny Keith among them? And if not, will he still be lost with the rest of the passengers and crew because heavy seas bar rescue? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. You bet it's delicious. It just has to be, for Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray beef. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, not only does Kroger offer you the best eating beef you've ever tasted, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. Yes, through a special way of cutting beef, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray beef. Ladies, remember this when you go to buy Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Remember that Kroger Tender Ray beef is available only at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger gives you more meat for your money, because in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tender Ray beef. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.